Now, if you're a parent in Arizona and your child's school requires masks, Governor Doug Ducey is offering $7,000 in federal COVID relief funding to help you send that child elsewhere. Critics call it another example of Republicans trying to undermine public education. KJZZ's Ben Giles has more.
The governor says he's not anti-mask.
You know, I want parents to do what they think is the right thing to do. Anyone that wants to wear a mask is supported in wearing that mask.
But Ducey cites a new state law, a law that hasn't actually gone into effect yet, that bans schools from requiring rather than recommending face coverings. Ducey defended that law to reporters last month.
Is there a reason that you don't think parents can make good decisions on behalf of their children? I trust parents.
The governor's rhetoric is all too familiar to Chris Cotterman, the head of government relations for the Arizona School Boards Association. When he first heard Ducey announce the program,
like, anger was my first reaction.
It's actually an extension of Arizona's existing state-funded vouchers. Republicans have spent years methodically growing the pool of students eligible for vouchers, to the dismay of Cotterman and other public school officials and advocates who've fought off some legislative attempts at expansion. Now, here was Ducey, expanding it unilaterally.
Here we have what I perceive to be the governor advancing a political agenda and using public health mitigation measures to do it. And I find it to be highly objectionable, to put it mildly.
One part of those objections is the source of the funds Ducey's using to help parents remove their children from public schools. Federal funds that critics say should be used to mitigate the spread of COVID-19. Beth Lewis, a parent, teacher, and leader of a public school advocacy organization, said that's exactly what school leaders who mandate masks are trying to do.
Governor Ducey has never met a crisis that he can't use to further his own agenda, and this program feels especially shameless because it's federal dollars that were earmarked to keep children in our schools safe.
Julie Castillo said she's conflicted about those mandates. In August, at the beginning of Arizona's school year, she sent her two sons back to a charter school in northern Arizona, where masks weren't required but were strongly encouraged. A week later, Mountain Charter School in Flagstaff would join dozens of others across the state in requiring masks, at least through the end of September. That's when the ban on mask mandates is scheduled to take effect.
I think, honestly, the principal's heart was to keep school not online, to keep school in school, like present. And so for her, I think masks, if that's what's going to keep everyone in school, she's going to do whatever it takes.
But soon after the school's decision, Castillo withdrew her sons and enrolled them in a private Christian school with no mask requirements.
That just closed my parent involvement in my child's education, that I don't have a say, and that I don't know what's best for him.
Castillo said it was a gut-wrenching decision, but one made easier knowing the state may help cover the cost of tuition. Applications for roughly 2,800 students have been started or completed. As the Associated Press first reported, funding all of those would cost about $20 million. That's twice as much as Ducey has allocated from federal funds. The governor wouldn't say if he's interested in spending more dollars to cover the potential demand.
What I want to make certain is any dollar that we do spend is that we're doing it effectively with a return on the investment.
Public school advocates like Cotterman are concerned with what happens after the pandemic, when masks are no longer necessary.
If this is truly about masks, then it should be contingent on, you know, once your school that you came from, is no longer requiring masks, then you should have to go back. But it's not really about masks, so that's not going to be the issue.
Fewer students enrolled in Arizona public schools means less state and federal funding for those schools. Several Republicans have already said they plan to make Ducey's latest voucher expansion permanent. Ben Giles, KJZZ News, Phoenix.